I mean, real talk. We about to turn the game upside down. That's on God.
Yo, 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 yo. Welcome to the Slim and Q Podcast. It's your boy Q.
And this is your boy Slim. And we are here to discuss current topics in sports, music, culture, and more. Roll up.
Now that we got our minds right, let's get to it.
Yo, 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 what's up, everybody, and welcome to the Slim and Q Podcast. It's your boy Slim.
And it's your boy Q.
We got Geronimo on the house.
Yo, 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 what it do, what it do?
What's up, people?
Yes,
sir. What's going on? How's your week going?
Man, as best as we can go, man. Niggas got some shit today. Hope everything go good.
Yes, sir. Shout out to Q.
We go.
Getting shit real.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Facts.
We're going to get this shit. So, yeah. It's a lot of shit happening over the weekend.
A lot of crazy shit. We got a big show, people.
It's a lot of shit. It's a lot of shit that we got to get into. A
lot of heavy shit, too.
Yeah. So, what y'all want to do? Get into the shit? So
let's ease into it. Let's ease into it because I kind of want the last little bit to be a nice little rant because there's some bullshit going on and we need to kind of clarify.
All right, so let's get into this. Let's start with the Rich Paul situation.
Okay.
The thing that NCAA felt like they tried to sneak in on some shit.
See, and I don't know nothing about this topic, so y'all gonna have to fill me in.
All right, so what the NCAA did was they made a rule that you have to have a bachelor's degree in order to have
an agent.
Yep. Like have a
ain't that a bitch.
College people may know that nigga don't got no college, no bachelor's degree, but
who they wait hold on. So they basically saying that you have to have a bachelor's in order to represent a person, exactly. Or
there it is right here. The NCAA officially added criteria for agents who wish to represent student athletes testing the waters for the NBA draft.
You gotta take a test.
Testing the waters for the draft.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta take a test. That's one of the criteria. You gotta take a test.
Here go the criteria. You gotta have a bachelor. Oh yeah, you do gotta take a test. Yep. You gotta have a bachelor's degree. You gotta be certified with the NBPA for a minimum of 3 years, and take an in-person exam at the NCAA office in Indianapolis.
Yo, that's fucking crazy. Yo, that's crazy as shit.
They know that you don't got no degree.
So wait, okay. So basically what they're saying is
they're institutionalizing this.
They don't want niggas getting first dibs on the talent, because you got to think about it. This is bigger than just Rich Paul. Now you talking
the key word in all this shit is to represent student athletes that are looking to test the water. So niggas that are just about to get out the NBA.
Or get out of college and go to the NBA.
Right. Like Zion or RJ Barrett. These niggas, we know one and done.
So here's the thing. This is how we loophole this shit.
Go to fucking Phoenix Online.
This is how you loophole it.
Go to motherfucking MCC.
If it wants to be like that, then most kids won't sign agents until they get to a certain situation where they say they're going to commit. Now, if in that situation happens,
just wait.
They can sign the motherfucker. They don't have to sign him. The reason why they're doing this is because
once
they don't want the influence
once
being.
Once you graduate college, once you leave college,
once you leave college, yeah, you good. You can't nobody tell you shit.
They're not concerned with this thing.
Right.
All right.
So cool. Yeah, leave it like that because
you
know what?
First dibs because you got LeBron. You got Draymond.
He got a fucking talent.
You don't need first
like
dibs.
He got talent in his roster, so it's not gonna be like he's suffering.
Nike be the first shoe company that be at these niggas? No.
Nope.
It be other niggas. You see like Master P was at the niggas, Zion.
Nigga, fucking and, yo. You know what his biggest contract would have been? With who? Under Armour. Under Armour's trying to get this nigga like 200
they got that
mil,
bro.
Nigga. They was trying to get this nigga the fucking bag, if you bro.
Look
out, like, Under Armour.
Look who their biggest stars is. Steph Curry. Tom Brady. Cam Newton. Come on. But anybody wearing no Under Armour. Sorry.
That's crazy.
But my thing is the bachelor's degree is the whole fucked up part about the whole thing.
I don't get it though.
Cause really, in what other sport do you ask niggas to get a bachelor's degree before you can play that? Are you
the thing, life experience outweighs bachelor's degree in just about everything. Right. Yep. You know what I mean? As long as you've been busting your ass for so many years, that you know what I mean?
I don't even see it like that. I feel like this. It's not. It shouldn't be up to the institution's decision on who represents who, because what they're trying to do is corner the market. They want their representatives, the people that make their money, to be in control of the people that's coming out to make money. But what it is, yeah, what it is they trying to corner the market. Niggas, that's all I know.
Yeah, Rich Paul and them niggas deballing the market and like.
They ain't feeling that, especially because, again, it's bigger than Rich Paul, because you got places like fucking Roc Nation that's got their whole shit going on. Okay. You got places, you got bigger people that's out here trying to actually gain that notoriety as far as with the players and stuff like that. So it's
we know Roc Nation legit, though. Like,
but Jay-Z ain't got no damn degree or nothing like that.
He got an agent, though.
Could call him an agent, seeing as though he got basketball players and shit. He signed basketball players.
Though. He got a company that deals
that deal with them. That okay, shit. All right, okay.
Well, Rich Paul and LeBron and them niggas did is like, okay, so you went to the NBA and you made me your motherfucking your agent.
They was high school boys, and it's like, I'm taking my man with me. I'm going to the
and
NBA.
He put that nigga in a position to have his own agent company and be able to do that shit.
I dig it.
That's some real nigga shit.
Real nigga shit.
But, you know, once you start to succeed and all that shit, once you come in and, like, say, I want to have a kid, right? And I want that nigga to be like a fucking buff ass, fucking crazy ass, athletic ass tennis player. Yeah. Right? He come in body and tennis the same way Tiger Woods came in.
I'm going to get Joakim Jordan. I mean, I'm Noah. Yannick.
Them niggas going to conspire against all that shit. The same way you see the politician AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Mm-hmm. She coming in doing all this extra shit. The older politicians, they don't like that shit. They feel threatened. Mm-hmm. So they start making rules and shit, start trying to make close loopholes to keep them on the outside and make sure they shit stay in the loop. That's how it is everywhere. So yeah,
they do it in NFL too, though. Yeah, keep it on it.
It's a buddies club, bro. That's how it's going to be.
It's like a secret society.
Yep. And honestly, if I was the niggas in there, I'd be the same way. I'm about to hook my niggas up first. Fuck you, niggas.
Right.
Oh, they went and fucked them. We're going to shut them down. If I was a police, I'd be a dirty cop in the way of, if my niggas was selling drugs, and they're like, yo, it's competition over there. We're going to go shut the competition down, bro. And so my niggas could.
Yeah, dude. I mean, that's how people move up and
so society. It's just fucked up that you see institutionalized shit that really
everything is fucked up, and we get to because it's some other shit that we could tie into this, but we get a little bit into that later. We gonna keep rolling with this,
so y'all want to get into the top 50 list? Did y'all see that blasphemous?
I still got one more thing to say about this situation, because what my thing is with how Rich Paul is moving, it shows that higher education is not needed to get into a position in life where you are not only your own boss, but you don't have to answer to the corporations the way other people have to. Now,
true,
if that's
but
the American dream,
with them corporations.
Hold on. But if that's the American dream, right? How are they now trying to shit on this nigga for achieving the American dream?
It's not their American dream. They the corporations. They fucking with the money. You could be cool and all that shit. You could be successful. Once you start fucking up somebody's money,
that's a fact.
That's when it's a problem. all this fucking, like the shit with the pharmaceuticals and all that shit with the politicians. Yeah, you can do whatever, whatever. Once you start making laws and trying to fuck with the money, now we gotta shut you down. Now we gotta expose you. Now we gotta
get you the fuck out of here.
In college,
all this doing all these drugs and shit.
So
can't be trusted.
Once you fuck with the money, now we gotta fuck with, you know what I mean?
That's a fact.
So you got LeBron, you got AD,
you got Draymond, you got John Wall.
And you fucking with the money as far as
you got Ben Simmons.
You stretching them. You stretching how much these niggas getting paid,
bro? That's a lot of star power. First of all,
the owners ain't trying to pay all that money. Bitch, but
Here's the thing, though. Draymond it's not paid. The corporation's not really paying them. It's the players that's paying Rich Paul. But what they're trying to, I feel like the NCAA is trying to do is be able to get it to where one of their homies can get the easy bucket before they give it to the black man.
But they're not even getting the new niggas.
Because don't nobody want to sign to these niggas because they don't got no star power, bro. All the star power is with these niggas like Rich Paul and fucking Rock Nation.
New niggas. They got established superstars already signed.
And no, hold up.
Going into their second deal.
He had got AD when AD first came in the league. He had got Ben Simmons when Ben Simmons was in the first league.
Because
he
just fired his agent and signed with Rich Paul.
Okay, well then he just acquired him. What about Draymond?
I don't know about Draymond,
but he had LeBron ever since LeBron came in. Right. That was the only one that's been with him ever since day one. Other than that, I don't know about anybody else. He got Ben Simmons off rip though. Once Ben Simmons was coming into the league, he got Ben Simmons.
I think LeBron do a good job of trying to separate, doing a good job of elevating Chris Paul as far as separating him. Whereas, I'm not the only draw in the catalog.
Right.
I got other niggas too.
And he got Maverick too. Niggas sleep on that situation. Niggas don't like Maverick, but I mean, he's an intricate piece of their puzzle.
I don't like that nigga as far as when they be doing the barbershop show.
You don't want to hear him talking.
They got 2 Chainz. They got all the fucking stars. All these niggas. Why is you talking, buddy? Shut the fuck up. I'm not here to see you talk. I want to hear fucking
Pharrell talk or some shit. Yeah.
Like, get the fuck out of here, bro. Produce the show and shut the fuck up. I don't like that. But
I'm 50-50. I can respect
it. Get him out of here.
But I can also respect where he comes from in the aspect of, bro, I didn't have no formal training to do none of this. And we came up from the gutter to being the top agency or even top everything.
Because you see it when I'm at the job, right? And I've been doing what I've been doing for like 10 years and shit like that, right? So I know ins and outs. I know all that good shit. I don't got no degree, so I might not know the paperwork. So I might not know that. I know the paperwork and all that good stuff. So I know
but the technicalities
stuff.
Of it.
I know that shit because I've been working with the shit, so I can look at the shit and tell you. I can write the shit myself. Yeah. But a nigga that go to college first, get the degree, when they come in, they don't even know how to fucking tighten up a valve. They don't know how to goddamn, if it's pressure on the tank, don't fucking, just the basic shit about nothing. They just be uncoordinated as fuck. The book ain't gonna help you all the time.
See, that's what I was saying. They're trying to, they're trying to kill that American dream idea where niggas ain't gotta go to do that formal college. And you know what's funny? Because you gotta look at the black community when it comes to this. A lot of our prominent people in our community, bro, didn't go to college. They became millionaires just being in the and grinding and out here. College. Yeah, a lot of these niggas
ain't go to college.
Russell, none of these niggas,
though,
bro. Like,
stay at this. I want to. Something you said. A lot of our black people who are the millionaires and people we look up to are either football player, or basketball player, right?
Right. Or and both
artists. Both of those sports, right? You got to go to what college first?
At least 1 year.
If I want to play baseball, if I want to play soccer,
nope.
I want to play tennis, if I want to play golf,
yep.
You can just go pro.
Go pro. 15
you can go
years
to
old.
AA, AAA. It's just the black. But they want the niggas. Majority what's black the hardest sports. Thing for a nigga to do?
Go to school.
Graduate.
I mean,
just go to school, period. Because,
you
niggas harder than.
So you want me to fucking play basketball every fucking day, You want me to fucking travel to these tournaments? You want me to fucking do these commercials and all this extra shit? Do all these signed autographs? And then you want me to worry about a fucking 16-page science goddamn...
Yeah, that's facts. And I said this shit a long time ago. Them niggas that's the student athletes, they're athletes first. They're not students. Right. Cause there's no way in hell with their schedule that they're able to I'm 50-50 with this because you get a syllabus. You do get a syllabus and you do not technically have to be in class as long as you get that assignment in.
But if you know it's a nigga that's here that's only going to be there for what, 2 semesters? Because if you go to play basketball, you semester and a half maybe.
Yeah.
Suck my dick, science teacher. Hey, Mr. Math teacher. You could take that goddamn area of a pyramid
and lick a shot.
Well, the NBA is not promised to them, though. So.
No sport is promised to no person.
It's kind of important.
Listen. I'm going to tell you like this. But like you said, does an education matter when there's so many different methods of making money out in this world without having to go to college? Because I... prefer one with all the shit that I know in my life, bro. I never went to college for none of this shit.
But it's harder to get that job without that.
It's only because of the perception of what they say it is. You have to go through institution in order to get to a corporation.
Now, let me tell you, this is where I feel like
that's
I know.
That's what happens.
This is where I feel like I know I reached my limit without a degree. I know I could make, like, good money doing what I'm doing. Like, I'm at a limit, though. Like, as far as a production operator.
Right.
You don't need no degree for that shit, but that's like production operator, then it's management, right?
Mm-hmm. You can't.
I know everything I know, but I need to... First, they be like, you need like 10 years of experience or 5 years of experience,
Got that.
I know all the manager shit. I could do their job, but for certain shit, you need a degree.
You just have to have it.
And that degree,
it's a requirement.
It may be a piece of paper, but that's the difference between me being stuck at $40,000 a year and $70,000 a year.
Right.
That's true. That's only a corporation. When it comes to corporations, you need an institution to get to a corporation. That's
if
what
I
it
own
is.
My own shit, ain't no if, cap.
Ain't no cap, cap, bro. Bitch. Ain't no cap.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. There's no cap when you own your own shit. When you doing your own, that's why they trying to cap Rich Paul. There is no cap to Rich Paul. As long as he can keep acquiring talent, he's going to forever be okay. And ain't even got to be stuck into just basketball. He can get into WNBA. He can get into the baseball, hockey, football. He can get into whatever sport he wants to.
Now he got all that experience.
He has the biggest star in the world on his squad.
Right.
That's the only one to empower him. That only one the best for that nigga.
Come on, man. Nah, man. I'm not rolling with that shit, bro. I'm not rolling. You should not have to be subject to some type of institution when that shit ain't. And you know for a damn well, you became a millionaire without an institution. Now you trying to tell me I need an institution? Why? Bitch, I done made millions.
That nigga represent John Wall as well, Eric Bledsoe.
Mad fucking people, bro. Like, come on. His paper is endless right now, bro.
Drop a bomb for his floor.
Paper endless. He making over $100 million.
Drop a bomb for his floor. I mean.
Why would I go to a college? Man, you know what he could do? You see how all these motherfuckers paying to go to going to Harvard and all this shit, paying for their degrees. Nigga, go pay and get yourself one, nigga. Hey, who said you had to go to school to get that bitch?
Nah. Oh, yeah.
Who said you had to go to school to get... Who said you had to go to school? Nigga, they said you had to have a degree. They never said you had to go to school for that shit.
Nigga, I take my ass to goddamn...
Go do how the fuck they them niggas is getting their honorary degrees and go get you an honorary degree.
Nah, I take my ass to goddamn.
And that's a PhD, so then what they gonna say to you, nigga?
I take my ass to University of Phoenix Online. RLC. What's the one nigga who was always like, get up. Remember that nigga? Call them niggas up.
Yeah, that's funny, son. I swear to God, nigga. Ain't nobody say.
Are you sitting on the couch?
Nigga. Now, ain't nobody say you had to go to school, bro. Then you better go pay for that shit. But keep it moving, nigga. But that's bullshit, though. That really is bullshit. But we all off right. that shit, bro.
So, yeah, we'll take a break and we'll
be You could have kept here. That rolling. Yes, sir. All right, people, we are back. We are back.
Yes, sir.
All right, a little bit of controversy going on this week, so we're going to get right into it. Have we seen the top 50 list?
Oh, my God.
Let's give these niggas their credit first, who they is, the Brew Podcast, whatever the niggas is. We get a little credit. Oh, they're the ones who, this is their list, with no criteria, no, you know, follow-up tweet. Like, this is what, you know what I mean? Just
no follow-up tweet.
No parameters.
This is just like, this, nigga. Take it or leave it, my nigga.
Is this overall? Is this lyricist? Just, here it is.
I'm not mad at the people. I'm mad at the order.
She ain't got them people. Titties out, though.
How is Mace in the top 50?
Mace cold, bro. Don't Mace you ever cool. blaspheme murder, on Mace, bro.
When he was murdering Mace, he was nice.
Yo, Mace better than the top, than I say 50% right. of the top 25
Ron,
right now, bro.
Run off the top 10. Run off the top 10, bro. What's their top 10?
They top 10 Jay-Z, Nas, Joe Budden, Styles P, Black Thought. I fuck with Black Thought. Fabulous. Jadakiss, Biggie, Ghostface, and Kendrick Lamar.
Yo, God, bro.
What?
Yo, and then right. they next 10 is Beanie Siegel, Rakim, Pusha T, Redman, Pac, fucking Scarface, Three Stacks, Common, J. Cole, and fucking Lupe Fiasco, bro. Oh, my God.
Listen, I'm not mad at the people. It's just the order.
Man.
All right, so then we got Royce.
No, nobody's mad at the people on the list. You're right. It's just the order.
When I look at the list, I'm like, all right, this is the list we need to pull from. Okay, so we can. Then we got DMX, Drake, T.I., Raekwon, Prodigy, Mos Def, Kool G Rap, Big Boy, Jeezy, Snoop at 34.
Twista.
Snoop at 34.
Bro, listen.
All right, see, I don't understand if this lyricist or overall.
Yeah, like what are we doing here? Like, what do we?
Because Big Pun can't be at 44 if this is all about lyricists. But if it's all about lyricists, then you gotta get Beanie Siegel. You gotta get Beanie Siegel the fuck out of number 11. You gotta put Eminem fucking
way up there. Come on, 28.
Disrespectful. Even if you don't fuck with him, you gotta like, come on, man. Lloyd Banks. Shout out to Lloyd Banks though.
Really, nigga?
He made top 50. Shout out to he made Banks. Top 50. Hey, yo. Ice Cube at 39, bro.
Get him out of here. All right, so.
Fuck no.
This is disrespectful.
Cameron at 35. Like, get Cameron off the whole fucking list.
Hell nah. Cam a legend, bro.
Over Mace?
Cam a legend, bro. Over Cam, Mace? I'm taking Cam over Mace.
You taking Cam over?
I'm taking Cam over Maze, bro.
You taking Cam over Busta Rhymes?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
It's Busta. You got. It's more. Let me tell. I'm actually like this. How many Busta Rhymes songs you know off top?
A bunch.
How many? You can spit word for word.
Right.
Ain't nobody spit that chicken shit word for word, bro. Listen, so you it's Cam, bro.
Whatever, nigga. You right. You right, nigga. I respect it. Okay, so you can't put Stack Bundles over 50
None of
cent,
these niggas. Big Pun. Fucking the game? That's cool. I'm dead, bro.
All right, so
I'm dead.
Be up in the top 20.
All right, so let's.
I'm dead.
What's your top 10?
Out of this list, I take the first two because you can't argue those. Mm-hmm. And then you got to go Biggie Pac. You can't argue those.
So number four, do we all agree on 1 through 4?
1 through 4.
Is that the case?
Regardless of however you place them, those are the top four.
Okay.
So we're not arguing with those. Okay. So it's basically a five through ten.
Who you got at five? I'll go first.
I would keep Black Thought at five.
I'm not.
What Wait. Before we start.
I'm not.
Since we moving these niggas way up and all that good stuff, are we talking overall effect on the game? Or because I'm not
lyricism.
That's trash. I need everything. Lyricism, your impact, your albums.
Okay. If we want to do that, can that change it up a little bit.
Can we tell the story of hip hop without you and keep moving?
Facts.
I'm
gonna tell you like this. Then we got to put Drake at number five.
Because I'm looking at top. Cause that's my criteria for the top 10. Maybe further.
We got to put Drake at number five. You can't if what he's talking about. You can't take that away from Drake because right now, if you take Drake out of rap right now.
On this list?
Yes.
Oh, 28,
23. He's 23. The impact of rap is done, bro. He is rap right now.
I'm playing Eminem at five.
Shit.
I'm playing Eminem at
Yo,
five.
Yo, Drake got a bigger effect on the game than him right now.
Not yet.
Overall, if we talking overall, see, I'm going Eminem.
I only like maybe one M. Album.
Eminem was in Congress changing.
And I like some Lucy's of his, but I'm not the biggest M fan.
Okay,
I've never been an extreme M fan.
So my number five is Eminem. Your number five is Drake?
No, I can't. I'm saying as far as if we run it with your criteria.
Right.
My criteria, I think.
If we run it with your criteria, then Drake has to be.
I think Drake is in the GOAT category, but
But for me, for my number five, even though he's been like on this path of trash, I'm gonna have to say Wayne.
Okay.
I hear you.
I'm gonna have to say Wayne because his impact for two whole summers without dropping one album,
it was straight mixtapes.
No, I'm saying straight mixtapes.
That last Carter Five,
bro. Like that was the whole summer mixtape.
Yeah, did Birdman ruin that nigga career? Wait. Let's stay on topic.
No, he didn't ruin his career.
That's your argument. Because that's our counter argument against him.
He didn't ruin his career.
Wait, so who can I argue out of Wayne though? I gave you my argument for Eminem, so who else can we argue at number five right now? Who's your five, bro?
He said he want to keep Black Thought there.
I can't put Black Thought there if he's talking about with his criteria.
I'm looking for.
Because Black Thought is more of a.
I'm looking for how many classics you got, your lyrical ability. That do count. You can't be.
But Black Thought is a different type of rapper.
You know
though,
how some like quarterbacks is like running niggas.
Put 50 Cent up there.
You know what I mean? Number five.
I'm gonna put him in my top 10.
He's gonna be top 10. Yeah.
I don't know about five.
No, number five.
But if that's your five, that's
okay,
if that's who you know what I mean, that's who you're rolling with.
Yes. Eminem. Eminem had a more powerful impact than 50.
Eminem found 50 kind of.
Right.
But I'm gonna tell you like
Snoop?
This. I was just about to say that's my number six. That's my number six.
I'm rolling with.
That's my number six.
Everybody in the whole entire world knows Snoop Dogg.
That's my number six, bro.
Everybody knows Snoop.
Gotta be. He gotta be number six, bro. Wayne simply because Wayne literally took over the game. Like he made the game his. Like everybody was like Wayne. Like they did that for Snoop Dogg, but Snoop Dogg has been generational. He's been holding it down. Like. I mean, he's elevated from not just gangster rap. He's went the gospel rap. He went all type of shit.
I might have to put Snoop over Eminem.
Yeah, bro. You got to. His impact has been a lot more solid than M's. That's why I say M can be in top 10, but he can't be top 5, bro. Because everybody they not familiar with M like that.
I got an unpopular opinion.
Bro, listen. More people fuck with Wayne than they do fuck with M, bro.
No,
period, bro.
I got an unpopular opinion about somebody About somebody else, I got an unpopular opinion about.
Who you would throw in there?
Biggie not in my top five, bro. He not. Biggie is not in my top five.
Legacy and the impact. His lyrical pattern, bro. Yeah. Everything that he's brought to the game. That's he only made two albums before he died. And the impact
that's
of those two
thing.
Albums.
You only got
you
two
can't,
albums,
but those
bro.
Impact yeah, of those two yeah. albums changed the game to this day because niggas are still taking his rhyme schemes and all of that shit and using it, bro.
Only so, Jay-Z been biting out that.
Nah, thing. It's even the young niggas is doing that shit. They got the all types of different what's the name drinks. You know who gonna keep that shit alive too? The whole Young Combs, King Combs, a nigga. He gonna keep that shit alive, bro. Like that the pattern. Even the shorties is taking Biggie raps and kind of like.
I just never.
It's
I've
a lot of niggas is doing that.
I always been a Tupac over Biggie guy. I like Tupac more because he was just everywhere. Because
Tupac,
went.
he had more of an influence because of that. That's because he was in the limelight.
Music, he made songs about everything, bro. Like mama,
he was a
everything.
Poet. He was a fucking poet, bro. He was a.
Bro, I don't want to get into the Tupac. But only thing I just can't. I can't argue nobody over Biggie because everybody else, like, what about Rakim?
But Biggie is a real storyteller, though, bro.
What's up with Rakim, bro?
That's the G.
See, a lot of niggas, you can't put Rakim in the conversation because a lot of niggas don't know who Rakim is. They don't know who AZ is.
Talib Kweli. He's not even on this list.
But is that not fair to them? Because if the OG niggas was making their list, they would not know who the fuck.
They don't know who Mos Def is. Most people don't know who Black Thought is.
I would say.
A lot of these niggas don't know.
I would say if you know.
Even Twista. Who the fuck put Twista in their top 25? On Baby, bro. Who doing that, bro? Twista had one album? Right. He had 1, 2, 3 hot songs, some shit. Man, get the fuck out of here, nigga.
Who is Raekwon?
From Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah.
Okay. See, I can't have Method Man at 27.
Meth himself. No. Meth, we can put he in my top 20. Meth in my top 20, bro. Listen, Meth, right. Meth changed the game right. Just like Red did, bro.
So who your top five? Who's your number five, bro? Give me number five.
I'm gonna go with Eminem.
Okay.
And then Snoop.
Okay. I'm gonna go Eminem and Snoop too, cause I think Eminem had more of a longer
tenure.
Wayne? No, I think Eminem had a longer prime than Snoop.
But
his straight line is
yo,
still
bro. Listen, for what Snoop did. Like Snoop, like Tupac. Snoop. Okay, this is the argument right now. This is one of the arguments right now.
I would say it's been a good decade.
Is Tupac better than fucking Snoop?
As far as rap.
Get the fuck out of here. Now we having a conversation. No, Snoop is the most iconic West Coast rapper ever, bro.
Yeah, but I'm talking about lyrics.
Ever.
Because to be real about it, Tupac ain't from the West Coast.
It's Snoop.
Tupac is not from the West Coast.
That's a he East Side nigga.
From Baltimore, New York.
Let's just be real, bro. Let's just keep it 100, man.
I'm fucking with Snoop. Overall legacy, all that shit. Snoop is on the fucking. Snoop might be on my motherfucking Mount Rushmore.
He gotta be.
He gotta be.
That's why.
This nigga single handedly made weed. Popping.
Facts.
That is a whole. No, Snoop hold up,
five.
Bruh.
I'm going to go Snoop
listen,
5.
Listen,
Snoop 5.
If we're going to say no, I'm going to even go with this. We're going to say that. I'm going with Red, too, then. Them niggas made weed pop. Bro, listen, bro. They mainstream that shit.
But can you put them in your top 5?
I can't put them in my 10. Top 5. I can put them in the top 20, though.
So I'm going Snoop, Eminem.
I'm going Wayne. I'm going Wayne and Snoop.
Okay. So now we're at seven. Okay.
I'll put Wayne as
price. You're going to put Wayne in your top 10?
Hell yeah, bro. I'm putting 3 stacks there, bro.
Oh, facts.
I'm sorry, man. Niggas sleep, bro. I'm dead. No, son. Bro. Nigga, right. I never sleep on 3 stacks.
All right. I'll put, yep. Okay, so
3 stacks got to be at 7, bro. He got to be there, bro. Cause his lyrical content and everything, but he's the same poet and same storyteller as anybody in the game. And then at the same time, his impact of what them niggas did for the South and shit, man, hell, I'm rolling, bro. Right. I'm rolling. I'm gonna just go out on a limb and say Drake gonna be my number 10.
Okay.
Drake gonna be number 10. That's it.
Well, as far as impact,
as far as the game, it is what it is. Drake got to be number 10.
Impact on the industry.
He got to be number 10.
Drake is up there.
And I'm going Kendrick 11. So I'm gonna take Kendrick out of 10 and put him at number 11. But we still up for the 8.
Wait.
Yeah,
wait,
bro. Listen.
1 second before we start. Nas,
I was just about to say that too, bro. Nas, I mean, cause not everybody fuck with Nas, bro. Oh, niggas no, tend bro. To pick size. Wait, niggas wait, tend wait, to wait, a pick size. And I'm putting Gucci. I'm putting Gucci in this top 50. I'm putting Gucci in the top 50.
Cause really, it's some niggas we could kick out.
Yeah, it's some niggas we could definitely kick out, bro. I'm putting Gucci in the top 50, bro.
One thing I'm really disappointed at. It's not 1-0. There ain't no females on here.
Oh, wow. Not facts. Because Missy Elliott deserved to be in this bitch.
Yeah.
No, and I fuck the spit. Her impact on the game, bro.
I even had to put Nicki on here.
I'm not putting Nicki on this bitch.
Nicki got a gun.
I'm not putting Nicki on this bitch. I'm not
in
doing
top 50?
It. I'm not doing it.
Top 50?
There's some niggas out here that's killing her whole legacy right now, bro. I'm not
remember
doing
Rod
it.
Digger?
So I got number five.
See, niggas, Snoop. they missed that females is. I put Eve on this bitch.
Nah, she ain't
have
shit.
I put Trina on this bitch. What
about Trina?
Yo, Eve was the real. She was the OG bitch. Like that was the like. Swear to God, she made being that type of girl popular, bro.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, it's impact wise, she did.
Swear to God. And she was rolling with the Rough Riders? Come on, bruh. Hell nah. I'm rolling, my nigga. Like, Eve would be top 50.
All right, so I'm going to go.
Taking Nas out that bitch,
wait,
huh?
I'm just going to rearrange Nas, even though I don't want him in it, but I can't be biased to myself.
That's
I'm fighting Snoop for.
Okay, I'm rolling. And then
Eminem.
Nas?
Nope, Eminem.
You putting Nas at least in the top 10?
And then Nas. That's six. Nas going to be six for me.
Okay. I see where you're going with that.
And then Andre at seven. So then you got your top four is.
That top four. I can roll with that top four. I can roll with that top four right there.
Pop, Biggie, Jay, and Snoop.
Yeah. I can fuck with that.
Okay. What
and
about
then
you,
I go Nas number five. I go Nas number five.
Yeah, I rock with that.
All right. Who you want five?
My five was
Nas.
I'm going Nas 5. All
right. So, Nas 5.
Yeah, kicking Nas right off.
Nah, he top 5. He top 5.
But yours, he going to be 4 for your.
We'll
keep him in the top 4 for your.
Yeah, definitely.
Because, I mean, it's Nas is cool, but it's only a couple of songs I fuck with in Nas. And I give him five, his respect just because right. of his longevity, everything like that. I give him his respect. And I'm not trying to be, again, biased to my liking. But
he a quiet businessman.
Yeah, he doing
his
thing.
I'm going to put him at 5. And you got who you said at 5, Snoop or M?
I'm gonna go with Snoop. Snoop over M.
All right, then 6.
Then that's his M.
L.
6 is M.
That's my Wayne.
And then Wayne. All right, 7.
And then 3 stacks.
All right.
Put Black Thought over 3 stacks.
Okay.
And then 3 stacks.
That'd be a good ass battle. That'd be a good ass battle.
Right, so at 8 you want 3. Okay, so now let's see who I want. Let's see who we got at 8.
Yeah.
Who we got up in this bitch? See, these niggas got Biggie at 8. They not fucking.
So I'm going with Drake number 8 then for me.
So wait. Where are we gonna put Joe Budden's?
Joe Budden's gotta be at least top 15.
Fuck with niggas. So we not gonna respect none of these cool G rap. Raekwon.
Man, we wasn't. That's not our era, though, bruh.
That was my era.
That's not our era of rap, so we couldn't even sit here and act like we knew.
So you said Drake at 8?
Drake definitely at 8. Drake, then T.I. for me. And then I'm going with Kendrick number 10. That's my 10 right there. Right. That's my 10. I'm gonna stick with that.
Who's my number
8? Black Thought. I mean, Andre 3000.
Yeah.
How y'all feel about Styles P? All that good stuff. Jadakiss. They got Jadakiss at 7. Mm-hmm. Ghostface.
Fab in my top 25. Yeah.
What about how y'all feel about Most Def?
I mean, they ain't got
X got to be up there.
DMX.
Yeah.
Yeah.
X got to be up there. I'm the game got to be up there for me.
Yo. I guess I go.
Cameron got to be up there for me.
I want to go at 50 or 9.
50 got to be up there.
I'm going 50 Cent at 9.
Oh, yeah.
I got
yeah.
Drake at 8 and 50 at 9.
And I definitely got to interrupt this up real quick. Again, shout out to your boy. It's my 13th year anniversary with my beautiful wife.
Hey. Congrats.
Yeah, buddy, man. We out here doing it big. That's a whole lot of time, bro. Like, that shit is real, nigga. 13 years. That's a long time, bro. Sorry, I ain't ever did nothing like for 13 years straight. Right. Ever in my life. Like, school. That shit is real. Not even school, bro. 12th grade. Not even school, my nigga.
I'll go with motherfucking... I fuck with T.I.
Yeah, I like T.I. up there at 9. T.I. Right. Would be my number 9. And then... Maybe Drake. As far as...
Overall, that good stuff. Yeah, I put Drake at 8. I mean, I give him his little stupid. How y'all feel about Ice Cube? Why is he gotta be? I put Ice Cube at 10.
Like I'm putting him in top 15.
Yeah,
he
in my top
15. I'm going 10 for Ice Cube. That's gonna be my top 10.
You not tell? Oh, he never even touched Kendrick.
Kendrick ain't doing enough for me yet. He in my top 15 maybe. But he ain't doing nothing for me yet. I need more of those fellas.
Because he's a spitter, you know what I mean? And
he that same storyteller. Yeah, all of that shit. Yo, do we put Nipsey on the list?
Oh, Nipsey should be on the list.
I'll kick
at least top 50, bro.
Let me tell you some niggas I'll kick out real quick before I kick.
Do we put Meek Mills on the list?
Yeah, right? Definitely.
Be on the list. Top 50.
I'm kicking.
It's some rappers that
should. Stack Bundles out.
We kicking all the OGs out.
I'm kicking Killer Mike out.
No, Killer Mike Cole, bro.
I'm kicking Killer Mike Cole.
And we forgetting about Glasses Malone too. Niggas sleep on Glasses. Yeah, cool. Glasses is fire. And he been in a, we forget about E-40.
I might kick LL out.
It's a lot of niggas that's not in this, bro. There's a lot of niggas that's not in this talk, bro.
I'm kicking Common out. I'm kicking Beanie Single out.
I'm kicking Jeezy out.
Oh.
Nah, we keep Jeezy in. We got to put Gucci in that bitch, though. I put Gucci. Definitely in.
But, so my top 10 is Pop, Jay-Z, Pac, Jay-Z, Biggie, Snoop, Eminem, Nas, Andre, 3000, Drake, 50 Cent, Ice Cube. Rhymes is... Pop, Biggie, Jay-Z, Nas, Snoop, Eminem, Black Thought, Andre 3K, T.I., Kendrick. There we go. You rolling with that?
Yup.
All right, Q
Rick
got.
Rick Ross is up there.
You want to put Rick Ross up there?
Rick Ross is up there.
Oh, man.
Beanie Siegel's up there.
I don't think Beanie did enough. Like, he was good for like 2 seconds in a little era.
But like.
Bro, it's a lot, yo. That shit, it's a lot, bro. It's a lot. It's too much to unpack because a rap, when it comes to rap lists like this and shit, it's really a perception thing. What do you perceive to be rap? What do you perceive to be art? What do you perceive to be good sounding music? Like, And then
it's hard to put criteria.
Yeah, as you can't really put your own liking, but it has to be unbiased. It has to be like all of that. It can't. You can't base it off of whatever you like. It has to be off of everything.
Because to be honest, my top three all time favorite: Future, Fabulous, Kevin Gates, 50 Cent.
I'm rolling with that type of shit. My list ain't really like that either. I'm rolling with like fucking Thug.
I gotta be
2 Chainz, Game, nigga. I'm rolling with them type of niggas. Them the Gucci. I'm rolling with the Waka. I'm rolling with these type of niggas. Those are niggas I was looking at.
You know what I mean? Scarface, Cameron. My fit. You know what I mean? As far as shit that I listen to, B.E. Right. Siegel, Andre 3000, Common, Lupe Fiasco. Those is my type shit. It's just Prodigy, Mos Def, Coogee Rap. Shit I would listen to on a regular basis.
Got a couple more shout outs too. We gotta interrupt real quick. Shout out to my motherfucking brother for making it on the radio, man. Niggas is listening to this shit on 105.5. If y'all hear that shit, it's called Show Me. Keep requesting that shit. Just keep requesting and to keep that bitch on rotation. And then another shout out to my cousin Blame Ronnie. His video or the video that he produces the music for, he is on Revolt. The shorties that he made the song for, Sign the Rock Nation. I can't say their name because that's not my demographic. But they on right now, real quick.
Oh shit!
Yeah, he in the video to this joint right here. But shout out to my peoples that's doing their thing, man. Proud of you niggas, man. Yeah. Soon enough, we'll be in y'all same position. Lit as shit.
Yes, sir.
Oh, so, God.
So we'll take a break. We'll be back.
Yes, sir.
All right, so we back, people.
Now we got to get into the shits, the deep shits, the goddamn tearjerker shits.
It sucks. So in Texas, El Paso, Texas, over the weekend.
Yeah, man.
At Walmart, dude walks in.
To those people.
Dude walks in with an AR and starts shooting people. Wow. How many people died in that one?
34, I believe. Or no, I think it was 11 or some shit like that. All together, it might have been 34 through the whole.
They got hurt.
It was 22 people were killed. I'm sorry.
Is that the main story?
Which one?
You want to do it?
This one at Walmart?
El Paso. Yeah.
22 people 22 people. 24 wounded.
22 killed?
22 yeah. people killed. And at least 24 wounded. How do you kill 22 people without somebody stopping you?
And you got to think, it's like
that's the AR.
And you got to think it's like the first of the month.
Fuck.
Close man. To the first of the month. There's mad people in there.
That's bullshit. Bitch ass niggas.
God damn. You right about that, bro. I just had to think. First of the month,
you
niggas in there with they damn food stamps trying to get right.
Think about how many people, if there was 22 people in this room right now, like, God damn.
Yeah, that'd be, yeah.
And
everybody was just fall
so
out.
So my
that.
Thing is, isn't Texas like an open carry state?
Yes,
they
it is.
Said he could legally, he was legal, whatever with the
walk
shits.
Like, perfectly legal.
So what happened to all those good guys with the guns? That all we don't need is some random good guy with a gun to start shooting a bad guy or whatever. You niggas let that nigga
But he
go.
Going Damn. To jail, though. Even if the good guy was to shoot back or whatever, that nigga's still going to jail, too, though, bro.
They got
to
get that nigga the death penalty.
Did they catch the shooter or did they kill the shooter?
They got that nigga unharmed.
Oh, perfect, perfect.
Didn't lay a finger on
they
that
They about to torture that
No, man. They should have shot this nigga.
Right.
For even just man. Yo just shoot the nigga, fuck it, bro. I don't care if y'all got a nigga in handcuffs already, shoot this nigga, cause y'all shoot one of us.
Yeah,
ain't that a bitch?
Yeah,
ain't that a bitch?
Now the one, so
was this man white or black?
He was white.
Oh,
white.
He was all white.
No. Is there something called Vanilla ISIS or Vanilla?
Yeah, you know what it's called domestic terrorism.
Is it from the Watts?
Yeah.
Because it seems to be all of these mass shootings is coming from all these white people. So why in the fuck do y'all keep looking at everybody else as these motherfucking terrorists? And y'all are the people that's actually doing all the killing.
So, yo, the nigga left like a manifesto. Y'all know what a manifesto is? Yeah, yeah. Like,
describing, you know, why he did right. what he did.
And it was titled The Inconvenient Truth. It says it draws direct inspiration from the mass murder of Muslims at two mosques in New Zealand in March that left 51 people dead. In that attack, the suspect published a manifesto online promoting white supremacist theory called The Great Replacement. This theory has been promoted by a French writer named Renaud Camus, some bitch ass nigga, and he argues that entitled in Europe have been working to replace white Europeans with immigrants from the Middle East and North Africa. That shit has become a rallying cry for white extremists over the world. The manifesto linked to El Paso killings began in general. I support the Christian church shooting, blah, blah, blah. So...
God, in a nutshell, this nigga pretty much was on some racist shit.
Right.
He was on some racist shit.
So now, that was at like, that happened at nighttime around when we saw it, when we got on the news. I was already at work, and I was like, oh, shit. So while everyone went to bed, I was still at work, and I was about to get off, and I was just looking at my phone, and it was at like 1 o'clock, whatever. And I was like, man, niggas dying in Ohio. In Dayton, Ohio.
Another fucking shoot.
9 people killed.
So people woke up to that news. They went to sleep with the Texas shit, like, God damn, prayers to them. Then you wake up to see another one.
Right.
Another mass shooting within 13 hours. Like, that shit has become the normal for the U.S.
Another white man.
Yep.
With another manifesto of him, some sorts, which was a hit and a rape list.
This nigga killed his sister.
What? Shot her ass, nigga. Nah. Fuck that bitch. That's what he said. With 100, he had 100 round clip. Wow. Bro, I'm dead.
Now, see, this the thing about that nigga. The police was already on the scene, pretty much. It's pretty much where they was at. It was kind of like how East Ave is. Where it just ain't nothing but bars and where people go to hang out and shit, you know, enjoy themselves. Right, so the police are already on there waiting for niggas to get out of line.
This nigga killed 9 people in 30 seconds, bro.
Wow. That's ridiculous.
Yo, 30 seconds? Imagine if that nigga had 10 minutes out there. And he had a 100 round clip, bro. Just imagine if he had fucking 10 minutes out.
Imagine like your family, like how, like God damn, your mom, you the mom, and you just, what the fuck?
These people don't raise their kids right. This is what happens when you allow these damn kids to be who the fuck they is and do whatever the fuck they do, white people. And then they turn out like this. This is what happens. This is exactly what the fuck happens. When we defend our homes and we discipline our children, this is why. We don't want our fucking children trying to kill people out here or being killed.
Yo, this is...
God damn,
this
bro.
This isn't new. It's been happening for decades and centuries. And I want to know what has started to ignite this shit, because now... You're starting to see it happen more random, like more and more and more. And these same motives, the white supremacists.
That goddamn president.
Is he fanning the flame?
Hell yeah. And he trying to play both sides.
Yes, he tries so hard.
He trying to play both sides. First off, he'll go on with this, oh, nobody's to blame type of mentality. Oh, everybody has a right and everything and all this. Just crazy shit. Just encouraging the white supremacist people to keep on being just racist. Just all type of shit. Then he try to flip try to get with the niggas, try to my black constituents and my African American community. Get the fuck out, bro. We don't give a shit about you, first of all. Second of all,
you only won because we ain't go vote.
And even that, nah, he only won because Russia. To be honest with you, because he lost a lot of the majority vote. He won electoral. That's what happened.
My thing is, yeah, he maybe, you know, made white supremacists feel comfortable, maybe.
That's it. Comfortable? No, not fuck the comfort. My thing is, it was already comfortable. He gave them niggas a voice.
My thing is
a platform.
Motherfucking these niggas.
Oh shit. Well, I come in because I'm gonna say this for Trump to sit here and act like he doesn't know things are happening the way things are happening and all of this stuff. It's more confirmation. And that he is a racist. But that he
it's the one thing that you can't really say it's his fault that these niggas went to Walmart and just started shooting.
But how about this? He's blaming video games, music, and the culture for the reason why these people are doing it. So he's trying to fucking put the blame on somebody else. So why can't people put the blame on him?
Is there mass shootings in Japan?
Nope.
Is there mass shootings?
But that's the figure. That's how we see it.
They play more video games.
They get them before we do. It's all of these other countries are playing video games. Same fucking video games we playing.
Get them out of here.
Yo, they said a mother died shielding her infant in El Paso. Then the father died shielding them both.
Damn.
That's fucked up.
That's crazy.
See, we got arrested. You can't say
let that would have been a nigga, bro.
You can't say what you would have done. Why we'd have to rush that nigga?
Let that would have been a nigga, bro. Just let it would have been a black man. They would have killed this nigga dead, bro.
It wouldn't have been.
But I'm just saying, let that would have been a black man. They would have shot this nigga dead, my nigga, in front of everybody. While everybody was around, they probably shot two or three other people and didn't give no fucks.
And that would inspire more white supremacists to come up. Like, we gotta get these niggas back. We gotta,
man, shit. So, and you know all this shit. To be honest with you, I'm really thinking that they want all of this shit to incite the whole martial law situation. Really believe that they're trying to get a martial law situation going on.
But yo, do you agree about we gotta have some kind of gun reform? Do niggas need assault rifles? And assault weapons?
No, I'm gonna say this. I'm split on this again because,
like, you should be able to do whatever you
should
want.
It's a free country. You should
be able to. You gotta be real about it. Like, these niggas really don't need it. Like,
but here's the thing: the government have it. The government have it, and if there was ever a civil war, or if there was ever a war from people versus the government. I don't want to be carrying around no 6 clip, no 9 clip when these niggas got 35, 45 clips, 100 clips and these niggas has not stopped shooting.
They got lasers.
They have not stopped shooting and shit. Like, get the fuck out of here. I want to be just as prepared as y'all is.
Yeah.
See, that's hard. That's a tough one.
It is. But
we do need to, like.
There should be some type of reform. There should be. Like, you should have to pass a certain test or a certain something in order to be able to get that type of shit.
You shouldn't be able to walk around legally with a 100-round clip.
This is the thing that they do.
Yeah.
When you're a juvenile, right? You say you're having some problems at home, whatever, you got to go to therapy. And say you go to, you know, do some shit and you go to juvenile court, whatever. When you turn a certain age, that shit get like
wiped away.
So now, you still got problems as an adult. You still fucked up, and you get even worse because you're doing drugs and shit now, whatever. You're exposed to so much shit. You can still get a gun legally.
Right.
All that shit.
Right.
There's so many loopholes around the system.
And you just get, if you just keep your nose clean for a certain amount of time,
you can't have a felony.
Yeah, you just keep your nose clean, you good. Assault rifle. And to be real though, bro, let's just be serious. You technically don't even need a fucking gun license to get a gun.
Oh no,
you can buy a pistol, a shotgun, and or a rifle, and you just gotta be 18. They should change the law to being 21 or 25.
That good old direct deposit hit. That good old direct deposit hit.
Hey.
Strong little 800.
Nigga, I can't wait for that good day.
Bills,
it's Wednesday.
Fuck out of here, dog. Get him out of here. RG&E. Get your ass out of here.
Yeah, that's hella funny.
But still, fuck it, though. We out here.
Yeah, that's a fact. But I mean, I don't know, bro.
LA Fitness be fucking sniffing.
Already, as soon as they know it.
Get
out of
here, bro. They know it. Yo, I'm about to start doing these portion meals, like the meals that's already ready for you and all that shit. Mm. But I'm about to get them from this one store. They get it like all healthy for you and all that shit. They put you on not a diet, but like a full plan.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so I'm about to go get the workout. LA Fitness just, I'm going now since they want to take a little stinking ass money.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, they gonna match the full plan with my workout plan and all that shit. If I stay on course and stay what's that good word? I was thinking of a good word too. It's not even hard, dude. I'm just all right. If I stay motherfucking
consistent, motivated, right,
consistent, I'm straight. I'll be straight. But so what I gotta do is, as soon as I get off work, I start going to the gym when I get off work again.
Ooh. So, I mean, it's doable, but still.
Because then I go home when I know I'm going to sleep.
Oh God, niggas passing all the way the fuck out.
But I'll be up, and I know I could just do a 30-minute workout. It don't be done to just do 30 minutes a day.
Yeah, 35, 45 minutes.
So, we on a little stupid workout plan. That shit is $136 a week, though.
Ooh.
For like 18 meals. I control 7 breakfasts, 7 little dinners and lunches and entrees.
That's cool.
And I get the 2 hours, like, okay.
I mean, it's just like going grocery shopping.
Right. I'll probably spend about $150 a week on groceries. So long as I know I got.
You got 18 meals. You got breakfast and lunch. You could skip a lunch. I mean, breakfast and dinner. You could skip a lunch sometimes.
Because I don't even eat dinner at work. I eat dinner, then I just go to work. And it's night shift, so I just eat snacks and bullshit all night.
Right.
I'll be on these.
But then you got to quit that shit, bro. You got to quit the snacks and bullshit.
That's where the discipline come in. Mm-hmm. That's the word I was looking for now, because it's discipline. But I got that shit. We lit.
That's a fact. All right, back into the shits. We had to go on a little side rant real quick.
All right, so let's get into the next subject, though.
Cause okay. We should crunch your time a little bit.
You were saying something like weeks ago, and it made me thought, I was like, oh, shit. Well, we was in the middle of something, I wanted to keep shit going. But you said something mad interesting. And now that I'm thinking, like, yo, government trying to take our guns, all kind of shit going on.
Data breaches.
Kind of propaganda and all this.
All of that shit.
All these data breaches, all this shit. Capital One got smacked. Mad people just got smacked over the weekend. You was talking about going off the grid.
Yes, sir. Now it don't seem too unreasonable now.
I couldn't do it ever in life because it's just too much shit I want to do. But explain to me what that is. Like, what?
Okay, before we get into that, I want to get into why it's important to understand going off the grid might be a great idea. Because the way things are moving, if Trump stays in office, he could possibly make it possible for him to be able to do multiple terms even after this next 4 years. And with that being said, living off the grid might be the best idea for people. Seeing as though, I mean, everything is going to go to the shits. We could just tell you that now. But what going off the grid really means is...
What about losing? Like, do I got my cell phone? Can I play my Xbox?
Nah. Going off the grid is no internet. It's no internet.
If you can sustain your own energy.
Yeah, you could probably get... Yeah. You could probably get like a little antenna, some shit like that. Probably watch the football games.
I can't talk shit online about them.
Nah. You know internet. There is, you got to, it's self-sufficiency, like you were saying. It's basically you got to fish and hunt the land, and you got to plant. You got to do, it's all agriculture. It's going to be a lot of building of the homes. People got to build their own homes.
See, my thing is, like, where do you go? Like, do you buy the land so they'll leave you alone?
But the land is, to be honest with you.
Because you still got that government piece of paper where... Like, where are you going to go where you can't...
You got to obtain property, definitely.
Yeah, like, where are you going to go where you, they can't...
But even still, even if you obtain property from the government, you're still part of the situation because they can still come. They come raid your land regardless.
So where can you go where they can't come raid your land?
I mean, only places you possibly can go is like the reservations. But I doubt if you don't have any Indian blood in you, then you sick. But as far as just running up, they can't run up in no Indian reservation, though. It's a treaty, unless they breach that treaty, and some shit'll go down if they breach that treaty. Yo, just
we
please
really
believe
could
that.
Claim our island. You could just go on.
We could just right? we would have to leave. Everybody would just have to leave. So they would start. People start just leaving one by one, and groups of tens and shit like that. Yo, just not making that bitch hot till everybody gone.
As long as there's some weed and some patriots, I'm with the shit.
Bro, listen, we can go to a third world country and make that bitch popping. Swear to God, all the shit we know over here, we just can't be lazy with it. We just gotta be.
Oh, we could sell some bitches. We could sell some bitches.
Yeah. Yo, that's funny as shit.
Come get your 10 piece in the bitch.
No biscuit, nigga. No biscuit, a bitch, nigga. The true definition of a thought box, bitch. get your thought box is why they still last, nigga.
Plenty of shit.
Yo, that's stupid.
That sound like a lot of shit.
Yeah, we just couldn't be lazy. We would have to get somewhere and we have to really
be.
Do
you
some
gotta
shit.
Goddamn, it's like you living in the streets.
We gotta go and turn up. We gotta get up and grind. Yeah, man.
You gotta kill the shit.
We would have to go back to village living.
You gotta kill the shit out of some.
And that will be the smartest thing for people to do. Go into village living where men are responsible to go and hunt and provide, and everybody just have a big ass mukbang. And
because none of this shit really, like, yo, one thing I was thinking, like, I was looking at it online, like, if you go on like Fox News or CNN and look at the comments and all the political shit, people really be going like crazy and like. You know what I'm thinking? Like, my little one person, little soul, I ain't gonna affect none of that shit.
You will.
My opinion.
Your spending power.
On the internet opinion. All like that shit.
Your spending power will affect it, and also what your social means to the government affects it. Everybody plays the same position.
My one little vote gonna change if Donald Trump president or not?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Because you know what? It truly, because one can incite a mass.
But we won New York State anyways.
That's something, but them saying though. They,
I ain't vote.
Russia, them, they played a big ass part in that whole.
That's Obama fault?
Nah, hell nah.
It gotta be.
It was 50-50.
Cause look,
goddamn. I've been a lot of 50-50s today.
Before
but,
we talk about the presidential shit getting hacked. They was in the Democratic one hacking. That's the only reason Hillary.
But Hillary should have
been Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, that's true. That's very much true.
So before we investigate Trump doing it, we need to investigate them niggas before they even allowed into another election.
That's facts. And that's what I'm so 50-50 again on Obama because Obama has pretty much slapped us in our face too.
Yo, you mean to tell me? You was born in Chicago, right? You went to a Chicago hospital. That's where you was born from. You was born in Chicago. You was a senator in Chicago. You was a public figure, like, you know, helping the community and all that shit out. Then you become president and all that good stuff. And you still allow Chicago to turn into a fucking Chief Keef war zone.
I think he was right. Born in Hawaii.
Right. He was a but yeah.
Regardless, you know what it is to
you
suffer.
From Chicago. You let that shit become to a full-on war zone, bro, on your watch, your hometown. That's supposed to be the first place clean I got up. Before I got anybody. Before I take care of California, before I take care of these other states, anybody, fuck with my hometown, y'all got to deal with it. Putting the hometown on. Like, what is you niggas doing, bro?
Facts.
If we looked over the weekend, all these two mass shootings we just talked about, how many niggas died in Chicago over the weekend? They had to shut the ER down?
All of their hospitals. Well, not all of them, but the main hospital. They was shooting everybody else at other hospitals and shit. Fucking, they stopped the ambulance from fucking going. Ain't that a bitch, bro? So, man, I don't, man. All this shit is suspect, bro. That living off the grid shit might be the best thing for niggas to do.
7 killed, 46 wounded in this weekend Chicago shootings.
Straight up.
That's 2 days ago.
Get our guns, get everything niggas need, start fucking farming, building houses and shit, and fucking just get low, bro.
Getting two, three women, making them my beautiful wife.
I'm going to tell you like this, because you don't know what the fuck they put in that food.
Look, we got to repopulate, so I got to get 2, 3, 4 wives.
I don't even know where you see that.
Gotta get 2, 3, 4 of them things. These 4 of them things. And then the
like
best thing
said,
to
I'm
do.
I'm trying to be in a whole situation.
Now, let me ask you a question. What would be the best thing to do? Okay, I got a real question. You know how America, this might be the root. I just came, I'm just some high shit. Some good high shit right here. America is a melting pot, right?
Yep.
We got Asians, we got Middle East, we got black, white.
Any culture,
everybody,
pretty much.
We all here, a melting pot, right? If you go to Mexico, what is it?
All Mexican.
You go to Japan, what is it?
All Japanese.
You go to China, what is
all
it?
All Chinese.
You go to Europe.
All European.
You go to motherfucking Africa.
Well, Europe, it might be
they
a split.
Middle East, because they, you're Asian.
Might be a split, yeah.
But you go to
not as many cultures as us, though.
You go to motherfucking Antarctica. I mean,
any other you South America. You got the people right. That whatever they speak, the Spanish people.
Australia ain't number white people.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you think our problem is we're so divided that it's just like either. You know, one race feels like we're, you know, it's always a race that feels like, oh, what about me? What about me? Now it's the white people, white supremacists, like, oh, what about me? What about us now?
I get what you're saying, but I can't feel that way because they group all minorities into one group. If you're not white, they group you all into one.
I look at Puerto Ricans and y'all some niggas.
Everybody else is niggas compared to white people.
Even the poor white people some niggas.
Asians, they all niggas. Everybody is niggas.
Y'all some niggas, people.
As long as you ain't white, you a other.
So when I was talking about, okay, so I need 4 wives, right? So what be the best thing? Say we are restarting humanity with this little community, right?
Fact.
Would be the best thing to do would be me to smash 4 black women, all one race. So we'll fuck around and end up like China. Right now, but Chinese dominant.
But it 90%. Won't be. It won't be ever, bro.
So what? Or
you wanna know why? Cause you 50% white.
Right. But still.
So it would never be. It would never be.
Your kids
have to keep fucking and keep fucking and keep fucking. Like,
but would you think the best thing to do is stay for a community, stay all one race, or should I fuck an Asian?
You know what? I feel like
Puerto Rican.
I feel like
white.
I feel like if you
that's called supremacy, basically.
No, I feel like you should do this. I feel like people should do this. They shouldn't. I feel like people shouldn't mix the pot. You want to know why? Because then you get a better look of another person's culture. Because our culture isn't more important than nobody else's culture. We're just forgotten about. We just want to feel like everybody else.
Black people culture?
Yeah. Our culture is forgotten about. Everybody has their own culture. We just don't have our own. And that's why we try to.
Everyone steals from it.
So then what we do is, if we can find our own culture, then we won't feel like everybody else's lives or culture or whatever situation is better than ours. So then, I mean, that man, have a baby with whoever you want to have a baby with, bro. That has nothing to do with. Because, I mean, as long as niggas is niggas, I mean, we still going to be alive, bro.
But
they
see,
not killing
no
niggas off.
Our little certain problems, like, okay, interracial, whatever. But if you go to Japan or China, they, like, they got their own problems. Like, yo, that's a lot of ass. They got their problems. Like, they don't want you to have more than two girls. You got to kill that girl.
Or give up for adoption or some shit.
They throw babies in the sewer.
That's crazy.
Yeah, shit is wild.
They don't take care of their handicap.
Yeah.
There's other cultures that just kill the babies. Like, our culture is our culture. Like, so we can't look at other cultures that, and you know what I mean?
So then how about this? Then America has to accept that we are a part of American culture. They can't keep telling us that go back to where you come from or all this other dumb shit they be talking about.
See,
my
thing is, ain't the slogan Make America Great Again? Y'all, so y'all want to make America great again, right? Which means you're not happy how it is now, right?
Facts.
So don't that mean
you're anti-America?
No. Doesn't that mean, so you telling them if you don't like it, go back to where you came from. So if you're trying to make America great again, it means you don't like it now. You don't like America now. Go back to where you came from. Is that what you're telling yourself, right? You telling them that they don't like you, go
back. Right.
But you want to make America great again.
So shouldn't you go back?
No, bitch, this how it is, go back, right?
Facts. Because at the end of the day, nobody technically other than the native people of America is supposed to be here, to be honest with you. So everybody can go back to their motherfucking country if that's the case.
So don't come to Africa either.
Oh God! Take your white asses out of Africa too, if that's the case.
Stay your asses in Europe.
Go to Australia.
In the mountains of Caucasus, Caucasia.
Right. Wherever the fuck y'all niggas from, take that shit back.
Yugoslavia. Let us stay in the Congo with all the good resources and all the good stuff.
Fact, and that's the main reason why they wanted to take our shit. They want our resources. Y'all need us to stop acting like y'all motherfucking don't, bitch ass niggas.
They want the diamonds and the oil.
Y'all want everything we fucking got, nigga. Y'all want everything. That's why they make Africa look so shitty, because they don't want us to go there and see how really beautiful that bitch is. And they don't want us to go back to Africa, because I'm telling you, we take away trillions of dollars of spending power in America.
Hey,
if we
I'm about
leave.
To Google downtown South Africa. I don't know. You just gave me this. I just want to know what it looked like.
Facts.
Just Google a random picture of downtown South Africa.
Bet you that shit like Wakanda.
Yeah.
I bet you it'll like Wakanda, bro.
How you think it's gonna look, bro?
That shit probably about to be mad fucking like you know how like fast like Japan, like that shit is like hella fucking like modern.
Right.
That shit probably be modern as a bitch. Look at that shit.
Durban, Africa.
Modern as a motherfucker, bro. That shit is modern as a bitch, bro. Hell nah. You got me fucked up.
Mad fucking lights.
You got me fucked up, bro. Like, you can't say Africa's whatever.
Billboards.
Nigga, they wildin', bro.
Like New York City. You
know? On some hot boy shit. Like, come on, son.
Look at that bridge.
Y'all niggas need to stop acting like this shit is a game. Like, this shit ain't no game.
Look fire.
Fucking DJ Envy them say that shit all the time. They be in South Africa because that shit beautiful. Yo, I believe all of Africa is beautiful. My cousin, my wife's cousin just came, was just in Africa, did like a little country tour there.
Look at the blue
Cape
water.
Town, that shit beautiful as fuck. That shit look beautiful. They don't want you to
shout
experience
to Africa.
They don't want you to see what your peoples came from and all of that shit. They don't want to see none of that. They don't want us to know none of that shit. They don't want us to know that we were great. And that we came from greatness. And that we didn't live in huts. We moved along in society just as fast as they did.
They came and got us.
Y'all needed some help, bitch. We didn't need help.
Y'all transported these big old booties over there.
Nigga, we built pyramids, nigga. What do you mean? We had science. We had education. We had fucking hospitals, nigga. We had mathematics. We had fucking looking at the stars and shit like that. Astronomy. We had all of this shit, bro. Like, come on, man. What the fuck? We ain't need you niggas. Y'all came looking for us. Fuck out of here, bro. Like, we will be glad to go back home. Okay?
The game said, let's go.
We'll be glad. Let's get the fuck out of here. Watch the United States fucking become a third world country. Swear to God, if all the people that were not white left, it's over. It's fucking over for the United States,
why?
Bro.
You want to know why? Because they're not going to want to do the dirty work.
They're not. They're not going to want to do shit. They're going to have to do everything. They're going to do every single thing.
Because somebody's going to have to do the lower class, middle class.
Somebody's going to have to fucking be a custodian. Somebody gonna have to take the trash out. Somebody gonna have to do all of that shit.
That garden, all that farm shit.
Nigga, fuck all that trade shit. We killing the trade system, nigga.
Don't come get.
Don't come looking for our goods, bitch.
You know the only way you can make cell phones and shit.
And to be real, bro, we burning all crops and everything too, nigga. Everything that's ours, nigga. Everything we put our hands on, we fucking all of that shit up, nigga.
Burning the bridge on the way out.
Oh, baby, you niggas ain't getting none of that shit, bro. Nah, I ain't trying to hear none of that shit.
Start from the bottom.
And we shooting you niggas out of the area. I try to come fucking get our resources. Built the shit. Fuck y'all, me.
So, I mean, but to be honest, I'm chilling in both countries because, you know, 50-50. So.
Facts.
I'm chilling.
Facts.
I'm coming to see both niggas.
But then they going to be like, well, your daddy black, so you got to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, so.
Your mind gonna be able to chill. Justin, are you sure? Listen, bro, I gotta go. They ain't fucking with me over
see,
here.
Look at this rapper shit. This rapper weed, bro.
See, that gelato shit is play, bro.
See, that shit is the same as this, but they just put a fucking
different tag on that bitch.
That shit ain't,
nigga, bro, I'm telling you, bro, like, dispensary weed is the best weed you could possibly buy because you know that shit is legit.
Yeah.
Ain't no forgery in that. You can't tell a nigga.
Don't come to me about no rapper weed.
Yeah, you can't, man. You can't just put a name, slap a name on that bitch and be like, this is what it is. Nah, man, I need all the credentials.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
That's just the new shit niggas is doing. Just giving packs.
Man, that shit sucks. You can make them. Right. Print them.
And then you see how it look like. You could tear it, whatever you would think, or I could just tear it off, right?
Yeah, nah.
Nah, bro, you just
open that bitch.
Stuff that bitch with weed.
Yeah.
Yeah, so fake it. Get them out of here.
Nigga, that's a sticker, bro. You can peel that sticker right the fuck off of that shit.
Right.
Fuck out of here, man. This shit is a game, bro. The game has changed. You can see, just the fact that you can kind of play with it.
Yeah.
Let you know that shit.
Put on there or something.
Come on, man. Yeah. That shit sus.
See, y'all guys got anything else?
Nah, man. We got to go ahead and wrap this up. We got some shit we got to attend to.
All right. So yeah.
Again, shout out to my motherfucking beautiful wife.
Yes, sir.
For the 13 Drop years.
For 13.
Motherfucking. We got 4 beautiful kids out of the situation. And we're going to try to keep this thing rolling as long as we possibly can.
That's what's up. Yeah. I would say, like, y'all was the motherfucking. When you're in high school, like, that's the idea. You want to be married with kids and all that shit. Mm-hmm. Y'all, like, the only ones, for real, for real. That we like out of parents. Because I know it's a couple of them, like, two, three baby dads. That bitch washed. All these bitches, she thought, she got them on back page. All kind of crazy.
Right.
I would say y'all the standard though. Y'all be like, that's what I want to be like. Q and Gabby like.
Facts.
That's what's up.
I appreciate
that
shit. Appreciate that.
But you can find us on Spotify. You can find us on Apple,
Google Podcasts, Anchor, wherever you find your podcast.
On Instagram and the Facebook
and the Twitter at the Slimmy Q Podcast
at Geronimo Beats.
Yes, sir.